You look handsome. Hey, eyes on the road, buddy. Sorry, just trying to... God, I don't remember it being this hard to navigate over the seats of your car. Hi, handsome. Oh, I knew the second you got that job that you were gonna look so good getting dressed to go into the office. And I was right. Hi. Oh, careful. You're gonna get us killed. I'm gonna get us killed. No way. How am I gonna do that? I'm not the one in control of this 10-ton steel machine of death. Well, I don't know. How much is a ton? Okay. You know math isn't my strong suit. Handsome boy, I've missed you. Hey. You can keep your eyes forward. I'm just kissing your neck. Don't push me. What am I doing here? I just missed you. I wanted to say hi. I wanted to see what was new. See if you missed me too. Have you? Oh, stop. You're so funny. You're always telling jokes like, no, I don't miss you, and how did you get in my car? God, I just can't get enough of that sense of humor. Quit it. I'm not putting my seatbelt on. Besides, if I do, then how am I gonna be able to bend over, crouch down, and don't swat me away. You have a very important job right now. Remember, you're driving the car. I I'm here to take care of this. Oh, and see, look, it's already getting hard for me. Hi. Oh, hi, I missed you. Am I sniffing it? Of course I'm sniffing it. I love the smell of your cock. The taste. Keep your eyes and your head forward, mister. You wouldn't want to have to slam on the brakes and make me bite down or anything, now would you? I missed this. I missed you. I missed the taste of this dick. The slightly salty taste of your pre-cum. Even the taste of sweat on your shaft, on your balls. What? Oh, it's not ticklish. You're just being shy. You used to love when I sucked on your balls and massaged them like this, remember? When I would grab them and squeeze them just gently like this to remind us both who the thick, hot seed inside of them belongs to. Spoiler alert, it's me. It's always been me and it's always gonna be me. No matter how many girls you try to get on top of in order to forget about me. No matter how many times you ignore my texts or my calls. This dick, baby, this cock, this meat rod, it's fucking mine. This thick, fucking sexy dick belongs to me. Ex-girlfriend, girlfriend, it doesn't matter. Besides, you are the one who was so against labels in the first place, so what does it matter if I'm your ex? I'm still a good cocksucker. And I still know exactly what you like. See? I wore my hair in those cute pigtail braids like you like. I've got my adorable little sundress on. So tight in the chest and so flowy around the hips. Just perfect for if I want to bend over and take you deep into the back of my throat. And then the dress can come up my back and all the lonely boys and men driving by can see my ass up in the air. The lips of my pussy barely contained by my little thong and me. And me being a good girl with my face buried in your lap where you always preferred it. Well, I wouldn't want to cause an accident. If you're finding it too hard to drive while distracted by my mouth, then allow me to give you some space. Baby, you did always say that space was very important, so I'll give you this little middle seat between us, and I'm gonna slide these panties off. Ooh, look! Right there, that truck full of boys. Whatever, boys, old men, it doesn't matter. They seem awfully interested in what's going on in here. Hi, boys. Hi. What? Ooh, are you being jealous? Oh, you are. You say all the time, you're over me, move on, you've forgotten about me, it's time for me to forget about you. But the second I start waving my cute little panties around at strange men on the interstate, you've got an issue with it. Oh, no? Okay. No, sure. I believe you. Bye, boys. Oh, I do. I believe you 100%. Surely you only just sped up and passed them so that... What? So that we could get to your work sooner? I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that you didn't want them seeing me like this. With my legs spread. Here. Let me just turn so I can face you a little better. Focus. Remember, you're driving. I just wanted to see if you still get me as wet and creamy as you used to. And looks like you do. Look at my fingers. Just really quick, look. See that? Long, thick strands of ooey gooey pussy juice. Oh, I taste so good. Here. Let me just get more of my mess on my fingers, and here you go. Oh, stop it. No, stop it. Stop fighting. Just suck it off my fingers. Do it. Good boy. I bet you missed that flavor, didn't you? I mean, I've seen some of the women that you've been talking to, seen some of the girls that you've brought home, and I highly doubt that they're anywhere near as tasty or kinky or fucked up as I am. And you always really liked that about me, didn't you? You said I was like a live wire. That I made you feel electric, remember? Oh, that's right. It's so hard to focus on the road, isn't it? When every time you look over, your favorite ex-girlfriend is pumping her fingers in and out. In and out of the pussy you used to own. Oh, you're so silly. You keep saying that. You keep acting like you're not so happy that I'm here, but look. Oh, look at your cock. Still sticking straight out of your pants. Just how I left it. Oh, and now it's leaking even more pre-cum. Is it because you're looking at my slit, honey? I know you miss me. I know. It's probably not, like, socially acceptable to say it because you're a guy and you're supposed to be strong and you broke up with me after all, so you don't want to show weakness, but... I always liked that you could be a little vulnerable. And I think letting your cock leak freely for me right now is awfully vulnerable of you. Oh, I can just tell you're hoping that this doesn't end yet, aren't you? It's wrong. It's so wrong, isn't it? You said you were done with me. You said if I showed up again, you were gonna call the cops. But you haven't called the cops, have you? No, you haven't. You're too busy watching the way my fingers pull back out of my pussy covered in creamy, tasty cum. You miss it, don't you? You miss my tasty, yummy, sweet pussy juice. It's okay. Here. Suck it off again. Good boy. Use your tongue. Fuck, I miss that tongue. Come here. Now pay attention to the road. I have to clean up the mess your cock is making. Now be careful. You wouldn't want anybody else to see anything now, would you? Especially now that I don't have any panties on. And if a car or a truck pulls up in the lane next to you. Like all those boys back there. They're gonna be able to see my fat pussy lips sandwiched between my thighs. Glistening and wet. They're gonna be able to see my ass. Jiggling and moving, my hips swaying as I oh. I missed you. I missed you. Excuse you? Hurry up. Why? What's the hurry? I want to worship it. I want to take every inch as deep and in the back of my throat as I can. That girl you had over last Friday, she's a friend of a friend. I know her head game sucks. How disappointed were you when she left? Are you sad that when she took you as deep as she could into her throat, her tongue couldn't reach your balls? Like this? Does it disappoint you when all these other girls are so vanilla and so plain and none of them want to make a mess on your cock? None of them want to choke and gag until they cry. You must be so disappointed. It's gotta be so boring. Meanwhile, I'm at home every night just looking at the pictures you sent me, the videos that we made, choking myself on the dildo that we made from your cock. It doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't, I swear. I can tell that you miss me. I can, and I promise I've learned so much. I have. I know all about giving space now. I promise I do. I won't call you all the time. I won't keep showing up at all hours. I won't, I swear. And I don't have to shop at the grocery store across the town from my place just because I want to see you, but I mean, I will if you don't come to your senses. But if you do, if you do come to your senses and you remember that I'm not that bad, I'm not crazy, I'm just in love. I just love you. I just want to take care of you. I want to do everything for you. If you can just remember that, then I can remember how to be a good girl. I can remember to give you time, to give you space. Whatever you want, whatever you want, just please, please, please don't make me go away again. Please, I miss you so much. I do, I really do. And God, I'm so tired of telling these women that I'm gonna scratch their eyes out if they keep seeing you. Please. No, I'm not kidding. I'm very serious. I know you. I know what you need better than you do. Please take me back. And remember, labels. Fuck labels, right? We don't need a label. Just stop threatening to call the cops on me. Stop fighting how much you miss me, how good it feels when I take care of you. Stop fighting it. Just accept it. Just fucking accept it. That's right. Even when you're driving, distracted by the road, you can't help but fuck the back of my throat, because you know already that this is where your cock belongs, so put it where it belongs. Fuck my throat and come in me. Come in me, please. While I reach between my legs and toy with my pussy. Play with my swollen, sensitive clit. That's right. Fuck my face, you filthy fucking boy. Mm-hmm. such a mess of me. Listen, I'm so fucking wet. Here. I want my juices on your cock again. Oh, this is where they belong. I'm gonna suck myself off of you. I'm gonna suck the cum out of these balls here. Massage them. Squeeze them. Eyes forward. Pay attention to the road. Oh, please come for me, please. I've missed you. I want your cum. I need it, please. That's right. I wanted to play with it in my mouth, and pay attention to the road. Don't worry about me fingering your cum into me. It's fine. It's actually really, really hard to get pregnant. Trust me. I've tried so many times. And even though I'm ovulating today, I did the little strip to test it this morning, and I checked my temperature and everything. So, like, I'm totally ovulating, but it's still probably very unlikely. That me fingering your cum into me is gonna get me pregnant, but imagine. Such a hurry to pull over now, aren't you? It's too late, baby. It's too late. It's inside of me. Three fucking fingers pumping your cum into me. There's nothing you could do. Nothing. It's meant to be. We were meant to be together. You look so mad. Don't be mad. Hey. Oh, what? You don't like me touching you with my fingers covered in your cum and my cream? Here. There. All clean. You should probably put your cock away. We're in a much more populated area now. I would really hate for a cop or somebody to see you with your dick out. You get charged for that, you know? That's crazy. I'm not crazy. What are you talking about? You're so funny. You always have been, like, the funniest guy. What do you mean, what now? What? Oh, duh, because you're about to pull into work, and obviously I can't come with you, although I happen to know that you guys are short-staffed right now, and probably security won't notice if I just, like, creep in along beside you or behind you. I could even wait until you're all the way tucked in your office before I come in. You don't even have to know. But I get it. I do. I don't want to distract you from your work. This is a very important job. So I won't. Don't you worry. I actually have a place nearby. So I figured I would just go there and make up something to eat, and maybe I'll make extras and bring them to you for your lunch. You're right, you're right. Slow down. I know. We only just got back together. I don't need to be bombarded. Okay, all right, all right. Whatever, you're so pedantic. Did you like that? I found out about that word the other day. I wanted to share it with you. I know you said that I was always kind of a little dumb. So now I'm doing one of those new words every day calendars, and pedantic was my word of the day on Wednesday, and I like that word. So you are being a little pedantic, but that's okay. I've always really liked that about you. You're so cute. Anyway. I'm gonna go back to my place and make myself something to eat, and I will make leftovers or extras. And then if you change your mind, you can just text me and I'll bring them right over to your office. Oh, right. Yeah, you do. You have all my old numbers blocked, but actually, do you know Heather? Yeah, Heather from Tinder. She's in your phone. That's me. Oh, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Look at me. I only did it because I love you. All right. Okay. If you want to be salty and huffy and puffy, that's fine. I'll give you time to let it sink in. I mean, you and Heather did have some incredibly inappropriate conversations, but doesn't it make you feel better knowing it was just me all along? You don't have to start over new with anybody else. I would love to help you fill and live out all of your kinkiest, filthiest, nastiest, most fucked up fantasies. Eyes on the road. I'm so glad that I got that extra key to your car made up. This was great. I had a feeling that all I needed to do was get you in the right moment on the right day, and I could fix everything. And I did, didn't I? I fixed everything. We're gonna be so happy together now. We really are. You and me and our baby. Okay. Don't look at me like that. It's just a joke. But I mean, if we had a baby, we would be very happy as a family now, wouldn't we? We're here. Are you sure you don't want me to come in with you? I would love to see your office again. For the first time. No, the first time, I swear. Okay, you got me. I've seen it before a couple of times, but never with your invitation. Always just after hours being so sneaky. It would be cool to walk in there and not have to wear all black and hide from the cameras. But okay, I know, I know. I said I would slow down and give you your space, and I will, okay? So you have the best day at work, baby. No. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. I guess I scratched your arm pretty good grabbing you there. I didn't realize my nails were so sharp, but don't try to stop me when I'm just trying to give you a nice little have a good day kiss. Jeez. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to my place. You're gonna go to work, and then I'll see you at 3 when you're all done. Oh, okay. You want me to wait for you, do you? What? Wait till you text me? Heather, rather. Okay, I'll try, but if I don't hear from you, then maybe I'll come surprise you again. Anyway, I don't want to make you late. I don't want to get you in trouble or give you any more reason to blame me for the problems in your life and then try to kick me to the curb again. So you have the best day. I'm so happy that we finally worked everything out. You taste better than ever. Okay, bye, sweetie. Have a good day. We'll see you later. Mwah.
You have 6 unheard messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. First unheard message.
Hey, it's me, Megan. I'm just kidding. It's actually me. I wondered briefly if you had figured it out, and then you started talking all this crazy talk about how something went down with your ex-girlfriend, and not to worry, babe, it's not going to be a thing, and blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, oh, you clearly don't realize I'm not just Heather, honey. I'm Megan. I'm Amy. I'm Rochelle. I made a lot of accounts on those dating sites. You're kind of insatiable. You're all over these girls. Anyway, I'm not going to lie. You kind of pissed me off with the it's not going to be a thing comment. Because, newsflash, babe. I took a little test today. Our fun in your car, it worked. Guess who's pregnant? Ah, we're having a baby! Oh, I can't wait! You are gonna be an amazing daddy, and I am gonna be the best mommy. Like, really, you're not gonna be the best daddy, the most amazing daddy, if you keep fucking around and talking to all these other women, so. Anyway, I just thought I would let you know, you keep blowing up Megan's phone, and I'm kind of tired of you thinking you're talking to these other women when actually it's me. Obviously, you love me, obviously. Even though you never called me back, you never text me back, you blocked Heather's number, you really went out of your way to avoid me after the fun that we had the other week, but don't worry, you're never going to be able to avoid me again. I'm so excited. I'm also on my way right now. Don't worry about the storm, honey. It's not that bad. Nothing is going to stop me from getting to my baby daddy. I'll see you soon.
Next, unheard message.
Hey, where are you? I tried your house and there was no answer. Your car's not there. So obviously I tried your workplace and you're not there. Where are you? I want to celebrate the good news. Call me back, okay? Let me know where you are so I can come tell you in person.
Next, unheard message.
Hey, me again? Are you being funny? Are you like, oh my gosh, is this one of those like cute couples, like scavenger hunts where I have to go around and find clues to find you, and you're gonna surprise me with rose petals and candles and chocolates and but what are the clues? Where do I start? I somehow doubt that that's what you're doing, but I really hope I'm wrong. I hope that you're doing something sweet and that you're gonna call me back and that you're not being an asshole, because I really, really don't like dealing with assholes. And I'm getting ahead of myself. It's the pregnancy hormones. Anyway, call me back, baby. I miss you. I love you. I want to see you. Okay, bye.
Next unheard message.
I don't think this is very funny.
call me back.
Next, unheard message.
Hi, babe. I'm so sorry. I don't know what got into me. I was just feeling a little frustrated. I pulled over and I got myself a little worked up, and I got frustrated, and then I just stayed pulled over. I've been here for a while now, and I'm better. I'm calm, okay? I just really miss you. I miss you so much, so much. And I haven't seen you since that morning, and then this news, this great news. We're gonna have a family. I mean, you did it. You gave me a baby. I wanna hold you. I want you to hold me. I got a little frustrated, and that's no way to treat the father of my baby. So I'm sorry, and I just really wanna see you. I want you to kiss me. I want to touch you. I want you to touch me. I want you to put your hands on my belly. Daddy, I want you to put your hands on my belly and feel what you did to me. I mean, you can't feel it yet, really, but we can pretend, right, Daddy? We know. We know there's a little baby in there, and you did that, Daddy. You did that. You are making me a mommy. Please just tell me where you are. Please, please, Daddy. I want you to feel me. I want you to touch me. I want to kiss you, Daddy. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for helping us start our family. Call me, okay? Call me. Please, Daddy, please, call me. Just call me, okay? Okay, yeah, okay.
Next, unheard message.
You're so funny. You're hilarious. You crack me up. Call the cops. You're gonna call the cops. Why would you ever call the cops? Why would you call the cops on me? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. Okay? If you don't call me back, if you don't fucking call me back right now.
You have no unheard messages. To return to the main menu. Mm-hmm.